Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'illaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. Indeed, all praise is due to the Almighty Allah. We seek His aid and His assistance, and we ask for His forgiveness. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, there is no misguidance for this individual. And whomsoever He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala misguides, there is no guidance for this person. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and from the evil of our actions. And we bear witness, testify and proclaim that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except the Almighty Allah. And that His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His perfect slave and messenger. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of total submission towards Him. My brothers, living in a day and age where we have so many different influences, negative influences around us, it affects the way, and they affect the way that we speak. They affect the way that we walk and talk. They affect the way that we eat and we drink and we dress and the likes. With so many of these negative influences around us, it's important to constantly remind ourselves the concept of being careful to not become desensitized to the sin, to the transgression, to the oppression and the likes which occurs around us. It's like an individual, as the ulama, they say, walking into the bathroom, the toilet, after an individual has just used it to go to the toilet, for example, a number two, as they mention. When you walk into this toilet, what happens? The first minute or two, you can't even bear sitting in the toilet because of the stench and the smell, because of what that person left off. But after 3, 4, 5 minutes, the longer you spend in that environment, the longer you spend in that toilet, the longer you spend in that bathroom, the more desensitized you get to that smell, until it becomes as if it's normal and there's no smell there. And if somebody was to walk in and tell you there was a smell, you're the one that would look at him like he's got the problem, because he's not desensitized yet. And the ulama, they give this example when it comes to sin and transgression. You come from overseas to the West, you see all this sin, all this transgression, that every minute that you walk on the streets, you need to put your head down because of what's out there. Every minute that you listen to something, you need to put your hands in your ears, your fingers in your ears, because of what's being heard and the haram of what's being said. But after a week, after a month, after a year, after a decade, after whatever, you start to become desensitized to the sin, desensitized to the transgression, until if somebody was to come and tell you what you're doing is wrong, what you're listening to is wrong, what you're looking at is wrong, you'll look at them as if they're too strict, as if they're too staunch. Why? Because you've become desensitized. But Islam, it comes and it allows us, or it teaches us how to live. Islam, it comes, the Sharia, and it teaches us how to eat, how to drink, how to sleep, how to dress, how to everything. It puts us in line. And from the traits which allow us to be put in line, and from the greatest traits of Islam, is that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, inna li kulli deenin khuluqa wa inna khuluqa al-islam al-haya. Indeed, every single religion, it has its specific characteristic, it has a trait, it has an attribute which it is known by, and the characteristic which Islam is known by is modesty and shame. This beautiful characteristic that even Allah Azza wa Jal is attributed with, كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ, in a way which befits His Majesty. Yes, my brothers, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam رَأَى رَجُلًا يَغْتَسِلُ بِالْبَرَازِ بِلَا إِزَارِ. He saw a man one day outside, Outside, in front of everyone and everywhere, an open space, having ghusl, having a shower, if you'd like to say. So obviously the clothes will be coming off and the likes. And he did not have an izar on, just to emphasize that there was no clothing on this person. فَصَعِدَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمِنْبَرَ وَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ. So the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, straight away, as soon as he saw this person having a shower outside like this, he comes on the minbar and he praises Allah and he gives gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَيِّيٌ سَتِيرٌ وَضُبِطَ سِتِّيرٌ يُحِبُّ الْحَيَاءَ وَالسِّتْرِ فَإِذَا اخْتَسَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْتَتِرِ. So he stands up and he says, indeed, verily Allah Azza wa Jal, he is attributed with concealment, and he loves, or he is modest and shy, and he loves those who conceal themselves and those who are modest and shy. Just this hadith alone, wallahi, it needs lessons to speak about a beautiful narration. Allah Azza wa Jal, he is attributed with concealment. He conceals the slaves, subhanallah. How many today, because of their lack of modesty, because of their lack of shyness, because they don't care, and because they don't know, and because of their lack of knowledge and their ignorance, they perform a sin. And that's normal. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. Every son of Adam is someone who will sin. But the problem is, on top of this, is that they go out there and they take off that barrier. They take off that cover. They take off that screen that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed upon them. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says. He says, كُلُّ أُمَّةِ مُعَافًا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ كُلُّ أُمَّةِ مُعَافَاتًا إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرُونَ. All of my ummah, every single one of them will be forgiven. Every person, subhanallah, will be forgiven of my nation. But then he says, except the mujahirun. And what is the mujahirun? Don't get it mixed up with the muhajirun, the immigrants. No. The mujahirun, he says, wa inna min al majana. And in one narration, wa inna min al ijhar. And in one narration, wa inna min al mujahara. And what is this? He explains and he tells us. He gives us an example, and so we don't go too long. I'll cut off some of the narrations in Arabic. But he says, and verily from these things is that a person, he does a bad deed at night. يَعْمَلُ بِاللَّيْلِ عَمَلًا. He does an action at night, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he screens him. He covers him. Put it in our perspective today, my brothers. How many people throughout the week, for example, they sin, they transgress, they go against the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal. And because of their lack of modesty and shame, they come to a Friday or Saturday night and they're hanging around the brothers, they're hanging around their mates. So what do they say? Look what I did on Thursday. Look what I did on Wednesday. Look where I just came back from. Look who I spoke to from this girl and this guy. Look what I did with this girl and this guy. Look at the music I've been listening to. Look at what I've been watching. This is all not permissible and not permitted. And this is what is meant in the hadith by al-ijhar or al-mujahara or al-majana. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, all of the ummah will be forgiven, my brothers. Everyone will be forgiven, except these individuals who they do a sin. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he covers them. He protects them. He screens them. He puts a barrier between their sin and the people knowing about that sin. But this individual, he comes and wants to lift that barrier and throw that screen away. Ya subhanallah, do we not have shame? Do we not have modesty? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us how modesty as well is not in just these things, but in the way we dress. And this is one of the biggest problems that we have today in our community. It's not just on the women to cover themselves. No, you, my brother, need to cover yourself also, according to the way the Sharia tells you to cover yourself. It isn't just limited to our wives and our daughters and our sisters and the likes. No, my brothers, we likewise need to cover ourselves to the extent. And we don't need to go to this extent. But look how the prophets used to have this trait of haya. Leave alone the other narrations which will come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, كان رجلا حييا ستيرا لا يرى عليه أو لا يرى من جلده شيء استحياء منه. That Musa alayhi salam, our Prophet, you know, everybody wants to be a Salafi, if you'd like to say. Everybody wants to follow Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Everybody wants to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to the beard and our sisters in regards to the dress code. But how many of us are following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Salaf, the pious predecessors, with our characteristics and with our attributes and the likes? Musa alayhi salam, it was mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was a man who used to cover, and he was extremely modest and shy, so much so that he did not, the hadith says, he did not allow anything of his skin to be shown out of modesty and shyness. And this was the traits of the prophets. This was the trait. Not like today, you want to take your wife to the beach to enjoy, for example, a day, and your children, and we can't do that because forget our sisters and the way they dress for a second. Let us look at our own brothers and the way they're dressing with their shirts off and their thighs and awrah uncovered. We need to fear Allah Azza wa Jal regarding this. And regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذكر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها. He was more modest, he was more shy than a virgin girl, يعني a girl that's never ever been touched before. Naturally she's shy, naturally she's modest, and she's shy and embarrassed and the likes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was said to be more shy than this girl, this virgin girl, in her quarters, or veiled, if you'd like to say. And when we look into the Quran, we mention how Allah Azza wa Jal, even regarding the women, the ladies, how in the whole Quran he does not mention the ladies by name. All he mentions is Maryam alayhi salam. Generally he covers the names, even the names of the ladies. So how is it today we see our brothers happy to let their wives, let their daughters, let their sisters, let their women folk go outside with their ankles uncovered, as if it is upon the ladies to do this, to raise the garment above the ankles, or worse, to allow their women not to wear the hijab or not to wear these things. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, he generally covers even the names of the ladies. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ. And some ladies, he says, he didn't mention any by name, said from the city, they said that the wife of Al-Aziz didn't mention her name. Ummi Musa, the mother of Moses, did not mention her name. The sister of Moses did not mention her name. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran did not mention their name. The ulama, they say, if there is no reason, or unless there is a reason, it is best to even cover these kind of things regarding the women. And even when Musa alayhi salam, he went and gave the drink to the two ladies, their cattle, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ. One of them, they walked towards him, and Allah says how they walked. They walked with modesty. Yes, my brothers, there's even a way to walk, a modest way to walk, not to walk with arrogance. For the ladies and the men, of course, not to walk in a way which is deceiving or in a way which is seducing and the likes. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, they walked with modesty. And if you recite it, عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ قَالَتْ, even the speech and the way they spoke was modest and shy, not beautifying the voice, not seducing. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says about this verse that they walked with their garments and their veils covering their faces. So it's upon us, my brothers, not just as I mentioned, to adorn ourselves with this trait of modesty in the way we dress and to cover our awrah, which is very important, yes, but also to adorn ourselves inwardly with our emotions and to have the trait of modesty and shyness. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يا فوز المستغفرين. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من ولا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, ما كان الفحش في شيء قط إلا شانه وما كان الحياء في شيء قط إلا زانه. That modesty is not in anything, or obscenity first is not in anything. Rudeness, vulgar language and actions and the like, it is not in anything except that it mars it, it pollutes it, it destroys it. And modesty is not placed in anything except that it beautifies it. And we all know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by ijma' of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, my brothers, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma are the best of the best of this ummah after the prophets and after the messengers. By consensus, nobody differed, no scholar differed. But when it comes to certain traits that someone may possess from the companions, as we're going to see, there could be a trait which someone possesses which puts them above one of these two or both of them just in that field. And as we know, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an extremely shy man. One day, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sought permission to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to enter. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was lying down or reclining. As one narration it says, his thigh was showing. And in another narration it mentions his shin, his calf was showing. So he stayed as he was. He stayed the way he was sitting down and lying down. Abu Bakr came in. And he went out after fulfilling his need. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and did the same thing. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was present. But when Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to walk in, after he sought permission, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from reclining on the side to sitting upright, covered himself adequately and properly, adequately, and he told Aisha to make sure she's covered properly. So then after Uthman walked in, and then he fulfilled his need, and then he walked out, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Ya Rasulullah, why did you do that with Uthman, but you did not do that with Abu Bakr and Umar? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us, because Uthman was a very shy and modest man. Ala astahi min rajulin tastahi minhu al-malaika. Should I not feel shy from someone that even the angels they feel shy from? Subhanallah, this is the trait of modesty, and this is the levels and the pedigrees and the status which it can allow you to reach. And in regards to the dress code, Allah Azza wa Jal, He basically claimed it or criticized it as a blameworthy action in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدَنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, he says that if they perform a fahisha, if they perform an immoral action, something wrong, if you'd like to put it like that, what is this action? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that this action was that they used to go around the Kaaba doing tawaf naked, showing us how sad it is and how much of a disgusting act it is and a filthy act it is and a low act it is to become undressed. And to undress and unclothe ourselves in respect to showing the awrat in front of everybody and anyone. Wallahi, my brothers, we have a big problem with this, and this is something which we need to treat. This is something which we need to treat, and we will not be able to treat it unless we look at ourselves and assess, do we have this problem individually? If yes, we need to make a change. My brothers, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she tells us of how even she, after the death of all the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and both Abu Bakr and Umar used to act radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and we'll be finished just in a couple of minutes. She says that I used to walk into my house when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried there, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was buried there, and I would let go of my clothing as a normal lady would do in her household, covered and screened, of course, by the walls and the roofs and the likes. So she says, and I would say that it was just my father, or it was just my husband and my father. But when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was buried there, she says, Wallahi ma dakhaltuhu, by Allah, I did not enter the house illa wa ana mashdudatun alayya thiyabi haya'an min Umar. She says, I did not enter my house except that I had my clothing tied to myself. Yani showing us how much she used to exaggerate covering herself out of shyness towards Umar, and he had passed away radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is how we should be. This is how we should adorn ourselves with this trait of modesty. So this, in a nutshell, my brothers, is the trait of modesty, and the extended and lengthened version I gave here a few weeks ago. So you can go back to the Masjid al-Azhar page, and wallahi, there's a lot of benefit, but it's upon us to act and not allow, as I always say, the knowledge that we possess go in one ear or enter one ear and go out the other. And just last point,
is this act of modesty, my brothers, is in a lot of things which we might find funny, or which we might have grown up finding funny, to the extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions in the verse in Surah Al-Ankabut, approximately 27 or 28, He mentions the people of Lut alayhi salam. And as we know, the people of Lut alayhi salam, their major problem was the problem of sodomy and homosexuality and the likes. But Allah azza wa jal, in a verse, He mentions that when Lut alayhi salam mentions to them that you perform an act, an immoral act in your gathering places and the likes. What is this immoral act? Some of the Mufassirun, they said it is that they used to, when they used to be amongst each other in their gathering places, they used to pass gas and wind towards one another. Yani they used to fart towards one another. This is not modest. This is an action which goes against modesty, to openly fart and pass gas and wind in front of the people. But as I said, unfortunately, we've been programmed growing up, especially as kids and the likes, that this is something which is funny. But we need to teach our families, my brothers. We need to teach our wives and our children, because there's going to come a time that if you do not teach them, and if you did not teach them, they are going to be taught by someone somewhere, and we do not want them to get taught by the wrong sources before us ourselves we are able to teach them. Likewise, burping out loud in front of people and the like. So it is upon us, my brothers, to teach our families this. Don't pass a billboard where there's a lady, for example, half naked and the likes, and act as if nothing happened, and your kid is looking at this thinking nothing happened and the likes. No, you need to teach them that this is wrong, this is un-Islamic and the likes. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.